Who chose the song that we just sang? Brother David has been sick, and Brother Brian took his place leading the singing this morning, and I appreciate Brother Brian doing that. The song that we sang, I just want you to know, the song that we sang is exactly what's on my heart to preach about this morning. And that's the Spirit of God, the power of God, the grace of God that leads and guides and directs like that. There are several songs that we sang that tied in beautifully with what's on my heart. But the song, the last song that we sang was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look to Jesus. The beginning of that song says, O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. We need to be looking to Jesus every day of our lives. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Our eyes are often fixed on things they ought not to be fixed on. We're looking in the wrong direction for the help that we need. Even that songwriter begins by talking about, O soul, are you weary and troubled? There are so many weary and troubled souls in this world today. There are a lot of people today. There are even those in this congregation that their souls are weary and troubled. Now the world has all kinds of things for you to look to and for ways that you can solve your problems. The world has things. And there are many people that when they have trouble, they look to medicine, they look to doctors. If you're sick, and I'm not against doctors, all of you understand that. But the first thing that you always ought to look to, the first one you ought to always look to, is not to the medical doctor. The first one that you ought to look to is to God. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Or we have medicine. We have all other kinds of things. In times of sickness, I just want to exhort all of you that first and foremost, and time again, that you look to Jesus. All the other kinds of problems and troubles. What if you don't know how to raise your children? Or there are a lot of books out there that tell you how to raise children. When I was coming along, Teresa and I were young, we started having children. There was a man called Dr. Spock. And Dr. Spock supposedly had all the answers about how to raise children. And he was as far from God's Word as a man can get. His ways, his devices, his schemes were contrary to the Word of God. Now, there were a lot of people that looked to Dr. Spock for wisdom to know how to raise a family. Well, who do you need to look to? If you really care about your children and you care about your family, you need to, what does the song say that we just sang? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look to Jesus for the guidance that you need. Look to the Word of God. Look and listen to what God's Word has to say. What about churches? Do churches often find that we need more people in the church? Well, are there ways of the world to get more people in the house of God? Can you come up? Are there different things that you can do to get more people in church? Certainly there are all kinds of schemes and devices of men to get people into the church. But listen, if we'll do what God's Word says, the Word of God says that God will add to the church. So instead of looking to men, who do we need to look to? In everything in our lives, whether it's the church or the family or our nation, there's one that we need to look to, and it's not to men. In fact, Brother Brooks has a verse of Scripture memorized that he spoke on in Bible study 2 or 3 weeks ago about trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I think about Brother Mike every time I think about this verse because he and I have talked about it a lot. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Do we sometimes lean to our own understanding? Do we sometimes look to ourselves? Do we sometimes look to men to help us with major problems we have and we just forget about God? Well, the message, really there are two words on my heart this morning, and I want you to remember these two words. The two words that are on my heart are look again. Look again. Look again. Do you need to look again? Sometimes we look to the Lord, but we don't keep looking to the Lord. Well, I want you to pray that God will help us this morning as we think about the Word of God, as we study the Word of God, that we'll learn to look again. Keep looking to the Lord. Ever be looking to Jesus. You might say, well, I looked to the Lord and I didn't get healed, or I looked to the Lord and He didn't solve my problems. Well, what are the two words I want you to remember? Look again. Go look again. Look to Jesus again. Keep going back to Jesus. Ask, seek, and knock. Keep looking. Look again. Look again. You know, sometimes our children, when they were growing up, would say, go get your shoes on. They come back, what would they say? I can't find them. What would you say when they say, when your children can't find the shoes, what do you say, Sister Cindy, when they can't find something? Look again. Go look again. Sometimes I can't find my glasses, and I go all around, and I go all over the house. I can't find my glasses or my keys, and you know what I always do? I always look again. I go back, and I look again. I keep looking, and keep looking, and then I get Teresa to look, and I get all excited because I can't find what I'm looking for. So we all need to learn that in our lives we need to look again. But I'm talking now not about looking for keys and look. And let me tell you this, I believe even when you can't find your keys and your glasses, the main message that's on my heart is look again to God. And I believe when I can't find my keys and glasses, you know what I need to do instead of me trying to figure out where I left them and where, you know, that's what Teresa always says. Well, where's the last place you had them? Whoo, don't say that to me. If I remembered where the last place was I had them, I wouldn't be looking for them. But what I'm trying to get across is I don't need to me try to always figure out. I need to try to remember if I can. But if I can't remember, you know what I need to do? Before I start looking again myself, you know what I need to do? I need to look to the Lord and say, God, guide me. Do you believe God will guide you even in finding little things like that? When I have looked to God and I have said, God, I can't find something, I need your help, and I look to God, God often leads me right to where I need, and I find what I needed. And there are a lot of things you need this morning. Everybody in this congregation has different needs. And we need to look again to the Lord. Our nation has great needs. There's only one answer to the problems we have, and that's if we'll look again to the Lord. You know, our founding fathers, you know what they did? Did they look to the Lord? And did they look again? And look again? And look again? And look again? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. This is the last thing I wanted to bring out, but I'm afraid I'll forget it. Sometimes I get home and I think, I never got to the main things. Let me go ahead and tell you this. As I keep looking again and looking again and looking again, and the more I learn to look again to God, and I keep looking again, do you know what I finally will start doing? I will be found ever looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. In other words, instead of me having to keep looking again, why do I have to look again? It's because I stopped looking at Him. And so what I need to do is, if I keep looking again and looking again, eventually I'll learn, don't take your eyes off Jesus. Turn your eyes toward Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And then you don't have to get all lost and wandering about and can't figure out what to do and get discouraged and despondent and then have to go look again. If I just keep my eyes fixed on Jesus, ever looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I don't have to look again. But until you get there, you know what you need to keep doing? You need to keep doing what? Look again. Look again. Now, I want to first notice in Jonah. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Jonah. I want to read from Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2, I want you to notice in Jonah chapter 2, I want you to notice the first four verses. The Word of God here is talking about when Jonah was cast out of the ship and was cast down into the sea. Jonah was down in the whale's belly when the Word of God begins to describe what he said here in Jonah chapter 2. Jonah was cast out of the sea, and he was going down to the bottom of the sea, and God sent that whale to swallow Jonah. That whale was actually a savior, a deliverance for Jonah. We'll talk about that later. But right now, Jonah chapter 2, I want you to begin with verse 1. Jonah chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, I want you to notice what the Word of God says that Jonah said. You know what Jonah was going to do? Let me ask you this. Do you think Jonah was a man of God? I'm talking about before this in Jonah 2. Was Jonah a man of God? He was a great man of God. He was a man, God chose Jonah to go and preach to Nineveh. Jonah was a great man of God. Do you think Jonah had already looked to the Lord many times in his life? And then God called on him and said, now Jonah, arise and go to Nineveh. What did Jonah do? He did half of what God told him to do. He arose, the Bible says, he arose and fled to Tarshish. You know what? There was only one reason he didn't do what God told him to do. What was the last song that we sang before we started looking at God's Word? What was the last song? Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes to Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look to Jesus. If Jonah had looked to God when God told him, arise and go to Nineveh, if Jonah had looked to God right then, Jonah would have gone to Nineveh. But Jonah didn't. Jonah rebelled. And he went away from what God told him to do. Because he wasn't looking where he was supposed to. Do you ever look in the wrong direction? There are a lot of people in the Word of God that looked in the wrong. Did you know that your vision dominates your life? What you're looking at dominates your life. Lot's wife. Was what she looking at? Did that affect her life? God said, don't look back. She looked back. What happened to her? She turned into a pillar of salt. She perished because she looked again to what? Did she look again? She looked again, but what did she look again to? She looked to the wrong direction. That's right. Instead of looking again to God, she looked back where she shouldn't have been looking. What about David? Did David do wrong when he looked out and saw Bathsheba? You know what he should have done right then? There was something. First of all, he should have been in battle, but right then, you know what he should have done right then? What should he have done right then? He should, well, give me the two words I want. Look again. Look again at what? At her? That's what the devil told him. Did the devil tell him to look again? I think as soon as he saw her, he probably turned his head away. And then what did the devil say? The devil said, look again. But now the message I'm trying to get across is totally opposite of what the devil was saying there. The devil said, look again. Have you ever had the devil tell you, look again? Look again. Look again. Look again. There's so many people that are addicted to pornography and all kinds of ungodly things. The devil just keeps saying, look again. I'm telling you, if you keep looking at that, it will destroy your life without exception. It'll destroy your life. Instead of looking again in that direction, you need to look again. Turn your eyes toward Jesus. Look to Jesus. In Jonah chapter 2 now, beginning in, well, let me just come down to verse 4. You go home and read Jonah chapters 1 and 2, but I want to come down to Jonah chapter 2 and verse 4 after Jonah's been cast out of the ship. Yeah, he says, from the belly of hell cried I. He says in verse 4, Jonah chapter 2 and verse 4, he says, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will, what? I will look again toward thy holy temple. Now what did he do? He said, I'm going to look again to thy holy temple. Do you know why Jonah had the courage and the strength to look again to the Lord? Do you think he wanted to run from God? Do you think he knew he had done wrong? How many of you, do you really think Jonah knew he had done wrong right here? He knew he had done wrong. He explains that he had done wrong. He told the men on the ship, the reason the storm is there is because I have sinned against my God. Jonah knew he had done wrong. Now, do you sometimes just want to run hide when you've done wrong? Do you ever want to just run hide? Do you ever not want to look at God when you've done wrong? Have you ever seen children that when you caught them doing something wrong, they just don't want to look at you? They look down? But listen, that's the way God's people often are. Do you know what God's Word tells us to do? To repent. To look again. This is what Jonah... You know the only reason I can look again to God when I've sinned? You know the only reason I can turn my eyes back toward God is because I believe in a merciful and gracious Heavenly Father. If I did not believe that God was full of mercy and grace, I would never look again. I would have never gone back in my life time and time again when I've done like Jonah and gone in the wrong direction, I would have just kept running if I did not believe I could turn and look again, look to God for forgiveness. Do we need to look? How many times do you think I've looked again like Jonah did right here? How many times do you think I've looked again to God for forgiveness in my life? Countless. That's right. There's no way to count. There's no way to count. There's no way to enumerate. I cannot recall all the times that I've had to look again to turn my eyes back toward Jesus because I, like Jonah, have gone in the wrong direction and gone away from God. But the first thing I want you to remember as far as looking again to God is that I need to look again for forgiveness. Did you know every day of my life I need to look again in this capacity? Every day of my life I have to look to God again and ask Him to forgive me of my sins. Do you need to do that? You know, Jesus taught us how to pray, didn't He? He says that when you pray, we're to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then what's the next statement? Give us this day our daily bread. Now, what are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do tomorrow? Look again. That's right. Look again to what? To God. And tomorrow, what are you supposed to say? As you look again, you're supposed to say again. Give us what? This day, our daily bread. And the next day. You see, God's Word teaches that we're to look again and again and again. Why do I look again and again for forgiveness? Because I believe in a merciful and gracious Heavenly Father. Do you think that David looked again after David looked out and saw Bathsheba and he sinned and he committed adultery? Did David ever look again to the Lord? You go home and read Psalm 51 and you'll find that David cried to the Lord. He looked again. He lifted up his eyes. He turned his eyes toward heaven again and he began to pray and say, God, be merciful to me. Have mercy on me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. You know what David was praying for? He was praying for the same thing Jonah was praying for here. He was praying for forgiveness. He was praying for him to be restored to fellowship with God. He looked again to God. And if you have turned your back on God this morning and you've gone away from God and you know and would acknowledge that you have sinned, I encourage you to look again to the Lord for forgiveness. To look again and fall on your knees and beg God to have mercy on your soul. Every day I need to look again. I mentioned that prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, give us what? Give us this day. Do I need to look again every day for that? What's the next thing He said after give us this day, our daily bread? He said what? And forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our sins and debts and trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And how often do I need to look again for forgiveness? How often do I need to look again for food? How often do I need to look again for everything He talks about? How often do I need to look again to God? Every day, all day. In fact, what will I eventually be doing if I keep looking again for everything He tells me to look? What will I be doing? Yes, I'll keep my eyes on Him. That's good. I'll keep my eyes. Turn your eyes toward Jesus. Don't be turning away from Him. See, if you don't turn away from Him and you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, you don't have to look again because you're always going to be looking to Him. And I pray that God will help us to reach that point in our lives, that we would have such spiritual maturity in our lives that we don't have to be repenting right here like Jonah did, but rather that we would see, I need to keep my eyes focused on Jesus. But until I reach that state of spiritual maturity, I need to keep on looking again. The Word of God says that we need to return unto our God because He will abundantly pardon. That's looking again to the Lord. Go with me in your Bibles very quickly to go forward in your Bibles just a moment to Luke chapter 15. Look at Luke chapter 15. And this is somewhat similar in some ways, but there's some differences here in Luke chapter 15. When we look and think about the prodigal son, do you think the devil told the prodigal son, look again, look again? You think the devil told the prodigal son, look again? Some heads are going, no. Well, I think he did. See, I think that when the prodigal son, I think that he had this pulling in both directions. There was part of him that wanted to stay home with his father in his father's house, stay in fellowship with his father. There was part of him that kept wanting to go out there away from his father. There was part of him that wanted to look at his father every day. There was part of him that kept saying, come out here, look again out here, look at what's out here. Have you ever thought the grass was greener on the other side? You know what? You better look again. You better look again. Am I telling you, look at that other grass, or am I telling you, look again to the Lord? Then you look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. Turn your eyes toward Jesus, and you'll stop looking at all those things the devil would have you to look at. The prodigal son went away from his father's house. He went out and wasted his goods in riotous living. And you know the Word of God says that when he came to himself, he said, come down to verse 18, Luke chapter 15, and verse 18, here's what he did. In Luke chapter 15, verse 18, he says, well, let me read 17 and 18. Verse 17, he says, the Word of God says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's? You know what he was looking at right now? He was looking again. What was he looking again to right here? What was he looking? Just somebody tell me, what was he looking again to? That's right. He was looking again to his father's house. That was the main thing I wanted you to remember. He looked again to his father's house. Have you ever gotten away from your father's house? What is the father's house? It's the church of Jesus Christ. Does the church, do the people of God sometimes get away from being the church of Jesus Christ? Well, how in the world can they ever get back? They have to get back by looking again at God's Word. Well, let's see what God's Word has to say about how the church ought to function and how the church ought to live. Look again! That's what the prodigal son did after he had went out and wasted his father's goods and riotous living. He began to look again. What did he look again at? He began to look at his father's house and say, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I'm out here living in the hog pen, wanting to eat even the hog's food. And he says, I will arise and I'll go back to my father. Was he going back? Was he looking again where he ought to look right now? He was looking again to his father's house. And what was he looking for? Was he looking for forgiveness like Jonah in Jonah 2 verse 4? Was he looking for forgiveness? Yes, he was looking for forgiveness, but he was looking for something else. He was looking for fellowship in his father's house, wasn't he? Have you ever lost that fellowship? Have you ever lost the fellowship with God? Have you ever lost the fellowship of God's people? You know there's only one way you can ever get it back, and you know what you need to do? Look again. Look again. Go back to your father. You know what your father will do? Your father will, when you're yet a great way off, your heavenly father will come and greet you, and he'll say, kill a fatted calf. Put a ring on his finger. Put a robe on him. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. This my son. You know what you are? You're children of God. You belong to God. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God has no pleasure in bringing severe judgments on his people. But he will bring severe judgments if they don't what? Two words. What do they need to do? Okay, that's good. Somebody said follow him. That's right. Same thing as what? Look again. Look again. Look to Jesus. So we need to look to Jesus for forgiveness. We need to look to Jesus for fellowship with him and with God's people. Now, I want you to turn to Peter just a minute. Back up. I want you to notice what Peter did. Did Peter have to look again? Back up in your Bibles very quickly to Matthew chapter 14. Look at Matthew chapter 14. I want you to think about what's the most amazing thing that Peter ever did during his life. You might disagree, but tell me, what do you think is the most amazing thing, Brother Michael, that Peter ever did in his life? Anybody, just tell me something you think of that Peter did. Okay, walked on water. Now that, was that good? Was that wonderful? Was that a marvel? You think he felt good when he was out there walking on the water? Well, I'd have been boasting. I'd have been looking back at those folks in the ship. I said, and if y'all had faith like me, you'd get out and walk on this water. And you know what would happen whenever I got like that? What would happen to me if I got like that? I'd drown. That's right. I'd go right down. Why? Because pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. If Peter had stayed humble and done one other thing, he could have kept on walking on water. What's the other thing he should have done? Don't look away. See, what do you think Peter was looking at when he got out of that ship? What do you think Peter was looking at? Jesus. What do you think Peter was looking at when he was walking on the water? He was looking right at Jesus. No, not at the water. Now, after he began to walk toward Jesus, and he took his eyes off Jesus and looked and saw the waves boisterous and saw the troubled sea, then what did he do? He began to sink. But you know what he did when after he began to sink? What did he do? Two words. He looked again. He looked again to Jesus, and when he looked again to Jesus, you know what he was getting right there? He was getting a fresh anointing. He was getting strength. He was getting the help. He said, Lord, save me. I need your help. And every time you get away from God, you're going to find that you'll end up just like Peter. You're going to be drowning. You're going to be going down. And when you start going down, there's only one thing we can do, and that's look to Jesus and beg Jesus. Turn your eyes toward Jesus and beg Jesus to help you. But listen, don't wait till you start going down. Because there are a lot of God's people that have gone down, down, down. Jonah went down, didn't he? Peter went down. A lot of others have gone down, but sometimes you can wait. Let me tell you something. You can wait too late to look to Jesus. And I'm not talking about dying and going to hell, but I'm telling you, you can go so far away from God and keep going away from God that Jesus will say, I'm through with you, brother. I'm through with you. You keep going back and you keep turning back to the ways of the world and you keep running back to the ways of the world and you can end up out there in a hell and you can look to Jesus all you want to. He won't hear your cry. Everybody understand that? God will cut His people off and destroy them from having fellowship. God will shut the door and you can't get back in your Father's house. That's happened to many a saint of God because they kept looking again in the wrong way. What do they keep looking again to? What do you keep looking again to that caused you to be destroyed? Look to the world instead of looking again to Jesus. Peter looked again to Jesus when he began to drown. Go with me to another scripture. Back up in your Bibles to David. I want you to look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. I want you to think, everybody please look in your Bibles at David. I want you to think about David. David as a shepherd boy, did he look to God as a shepherd boy? Did he turn his eyes toward Jesus as a shepherd boy? You remember he was out there watching over the sheep. And as he watched over those sheep, there was a lion that came. And the lion and the bear came and they took one of those lambs. And one time he slew a lion and he slew a bear. He killed the bear and he killed the lion. Do you know how that young shepherd boy was able to perform such a great feat as that? How was he able to kill the lion and the bear? What did he look to? God. That's right. He looked to Jesus. And did God give him the strength to kill the lion and the bear? Now, listen carefully. Later he faced Goliath, and when he faced Goliath, do you know what he did? Give me the two words. What did he do? He looked again. In other words, he said, you know, when I faced that lion, I looked to God, and God gave him the strength I needed there. And when he faced the bear, he said, I looked to God, and he gave me the strength there. And now I'm facing this giant, and I'm going to look again to God. My courage, your courage, will be strengthened if you think about all the times that you have looked to God, and God has lifted you up. How many times have you experienced and felt the power of God lifting you up? How many times has God given you the wisdom that you needed to make right decisions in your life? How many times have you been downcast, discouraged, and despondent? How many times has your soul been troubled and you looked to Jesus and Jesus lifted you up? Many times, right? You know what you need to do? I'm telling every one of you, you need to do this. You need to write down those times that Jesus has lifted you up. Do you know why? Didn't David do that? Why did he write them down? You know what you're liable to do? You know what we tend to do? You know what the devil's going to do everything to do? He can to do. He's going to try to get you to forget all those times you looked to God and God lifted you up. If I were to just say right now, I'm going to call on somebody and I want you to stand up and tell me about a time that you looked to God and God gave you the strength that you needed. Are you nervous right now thinking I'm fixing to call on you? About half the heads are like this, like, oh dear. Do you know why we're afraid? Do you know why you're afraid? Why are you afraid that I might call on you? Tell me. Somebody tell me why you're afraid I might call on you. That's right. Thank you, Brother Neil. Can't remember. Why? I know he's done it many times. I just can't remember any time. But I'll tell you, David remembered. He remembered. He thought about it. He said, you know, God saved me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. And that same God who saved me from that, He will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Reflecting on past times that God has saved us, looking at those times that God has given us the strength and grace we need, writing them down and remembering them will be a source of strength to you, but it will also be a strength to those who know you and love you. Do you still? I get strength when I read about David right here. I'm glad he wrote it down. I'm glad God inspired these words to be penned. I'm glad I can see how David, what did David do right here? Did he look again right here, look again to God for the strength and grace and courage that he needed? Now, did he look again back there at Bathsheba? That's looking again in the wrong way, but did he look again in the right way right here? Indeed he did. The Bible says, where there is no vision, and I'm talking about godly spiritual vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. If you don't look again to the Lord, you're going to perish. If I don't look to God for the strength and grace I need, do you need to look again to the Lord to resist? How many of you have ever resisted temptation? Have you resisted the devil? You know, the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Do you know what it takes for you to resist the devil? It takes power from God. How many of you have ever prayed for God to help you to take a stand on anything? Have you ever prayed for God to help you take a stand? Did God help you take a stand? Could you see and feel the power of God helping you to take a stand? And you knew that God was there helping you to take a stand. Look again. Because every time you face temptation, if you look to Jesus, if you turn your eyes toward Jesus, you know what you'll find? You'll find the strength and courage and grace you need to be able to resist the devil over and over and over again. The only reason I ever yield to temptation is because I don't do something. You know why? You know when I yield to temptation is because I don't what? Two words. I don't look again to the Lord for the strength and grace I need. Here's what David said, and I'll close with this one verse of Scripture. In Psalm 121, verse 1, David says this. He says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I will lift up my eyes. You know what he's saying? I'm going to look again and again. I'm going to look to Jesus. I'm going to turn my eyes toward heaven. I'm going to look to Jesus every day. No matter what I face in my life, I'm going to look to Jesus. May God help you and may God help me that we might every day of our lives. For a long time, are you going to have to look again and look again and look again? Why are you going to have to look again? Because you turned your eyes off from Him. Eventually, if you keep growing, what do? You'll just be ever looking to Jesus. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.